Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Kachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's kachava.com, code FITNESS.
I used to believe that once you made a decision about your life, you were supposed to stick with it forever. You choose your career, you choose your path, you commit to it, then you stay the course until retirement. And for a while, that idea made me feel very safe, but eventually it made me feel trapped. Because what happens when the person who made that decision is not the same person that you are today? What happens when something that once felt exciting or meaningful no longer fits? For people like me, people who are goal-oriented and committed, changing our minds can feel like failure. It can feel flaky. It can feel irresponsible. It can feel like we've wasted time. But the truth I've slowly come to understand is this: changing your mind is just another word for growth. You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human. Hello, human. Thank you for joining me. I'm Dr. Yami, and today I want to talk to you about why it's so hard for us to change direction, why we feel so guilty when something no longer aligns with us, and why giving ourselves permission to evolve might be one of the most compassionate things that we can do. So here in the United States, we're often encouraged to choose our career path when we're teenagers, and we're expected to make a decision that may last for decades when we've barely even experienced the world. We don't even have too much experience, or we haven't tried different things, and we're expected to make this choice that's going to last for sometimes the rest of our lives. And I've always been a decisive person, as I've told you. I chose to be a doctor when I was like 3 or 4 years old, and I'm bold. When I make my decisions, I'm bold. I go after what I want. I have a lot of clarity about what I want. And I do tend to stick with it for a while. And I have stuck with medicine, pediatrics, for many, many years. But as you have heard me talk in previous episodes, that has recently come to a point where it's caused some distress in my life because I'm ready for a change. Now, not everybody is as decisive as me. And I know that there's some people that struggle with making decisions. But we often do have pressure to choose a path. It might be for our career, our romantic relationships, where we want to live, if we want to have children, how many children we want to have. So we're often pressured to make these decisions that are going to affect us for a long, long time. And once we make a choice, we're often expected to stick with it, right? And traditionally, that's how it's been for a really long time. you chose a career, you worked at a company, you stayed there for 30 plus years, and then you retired, and that has been rewarded. But I feel like that expectation has been, that has been passed down for a long time. I feel like there's a shift coming. And I've made it a point, because of what I've experienced in my life, I've made it a point to tell my children that I don't expect them to have the same career for the rest of their lives. I really hope that they try different things, because why not? I feel like we are getting to a point that if we can have financial stability, if we can have something to stabilize us, then we have the luxury of trying different things. So I want to normalize it. And the reason I think it's important to normalize it is because we deserve to experience a life where we try different things because we want to, because that brings us joy and happiness and it feels fulfilling to us. But unfortunately, even though I do have a desire to normalize it, it's been harder to accept for myself. And I think one of the main reasons for me that it's been hard to make this change is because of identity attachment. So I started reading a little bit more about identity and all the different identities that we wear. Once we say, I am a blank, it becomes part of who we believe we are. And especially if that's really validating. For example, having a career like a doctor, something that I knew would be seen positively. Like I've said before, I was inspired to become a doctor because I really admired my aunt. And people would call my aunt a saint. And at her funeral, it was standing room only inside the church. And not everybody could even fit inside the church. It was overflowing outside. And this is a very, very large church in rural Panama. So as a good little religious Catholic girl, I thought that that was like the ultimate thing, right? Like, wow, somebody that's so giving, that's so self-sacrificial, and a profession that is seen as something that you have to be intelligent, first of all, to achieve, but also that's good, that's giving. It makes you a good person. And so that's, for me, is very difficult thing to give up. It can also be difficult if you've chosen an identity that you feel makes you part of an exclusive group or makes you feel like it's something that's very socially acceptable. So I feel like career is a big one. It's a really big part of our identities, saying, I am a doctor, I'm a pediatrician, I'm a lawyer, I'm in a service profession, I am a servant, etc. But there's all kinds of other identities that we wear and may make it difficult for you to change your mind about something because you have ingrained this identity into you. One of them could be relational, like I am a caregiver, I am a stay-at-home mom. Of course, things like gender and sexuality, we all know how difficult that one is when somebody realizes that the identity that they have been wearing doesn't really fit who they truly are inside and how painful that can be to make that shift. Race and ethnicity, we obviously can't change our skin color, but I will say that this one has also been difficult for me because I'm Panamanian. I identify as Latin American, but I was raised 3/4 of the year in Texas when I was growing up, not around a lot of Latin Americans. Most of my friends were not. And then all the summer, spending the time in Panama and not feeling like I was fully part of either the Panamanian identity or the American identity. So those things can be difficult for us too when we're making choices for our lives. And of course, there's the lifestyle identities, which I have many of these, such as minimalism, veganism, eco-consciousness, low-waste lifestyle, our hobbies like runner, CrossFitter, gamer, political identities, such as being a conservative or a liberal or an activist, or even ones that I hadn't even thought about that I definitely have, like consumer or brand affiliations. I definitely consider myself an Apple person. I'm very passionate about that. I won't even buy PCs for the office. Well, that's not true. I will for some things, but for most of our products here, I have Apple products or Toyota lifestyle, you know, things like that. We have these identities. And then when we realize that that no longer fits us, that can be hard to shed. And the reason is because it feels like we're losing ourselves. Like, who am I? Who am I if I am not this person? Who am I if I'm no longer a pediatrician? But we also might feel like we're losing our people, right? Because it makes us part of our group. Often this identity, this affiliation makes us part of a larger group. I'll go back to the lifestyle ones like veganism. Even though it's very, very small, like less than 5%, I think the latest figure is 1-2% of people are vegans. It's a very small group, but it's a very vocal and passionate group, right? So if you were to change your mind about that, you would feel like you might be losing something. You might be losing your people. And so then you might be thinking, well, who am I? And where do I belong? And that can be really, really painful. So I think that's one of the top reasons why it's hard sometimes to change your mind about something. If that thing that you want to change your mind about has to do with an identity that you've donned for yourself. Okay, the second one is a really big one, especially for those of us that are professionals, and that's the sunk cost fallacy. So we struggle to let go because in reality, we really have invested so much. We've invested so much time, energy, money. There's people leaving medical school that have $300,000 to $500,000 in debt, hours of lost sleep, you know, like so much blood, sweat, and tears over these career paths. And we put so much into it. And you think, oh my gosh, if I change my mind, where does all that effort go? It's all wasted. It feels like it, right? That's what you start believing. You believe that it's wasted. And some of us that are professionals, especially in the medical field, we have spent over 10 years specifically training to be this thing and putting in a lot of effort. So it feels just like so many years of your life just to get the credentials. And then you get there and you're like, and this is not what I want anymore. And it feels super, super painful. Even if you aren't a professional, if you have a career where you've spent years like building a business, building a reputation, doing a certain thing, being known for a certain thing, and then changing your mind, it feels like that investment is wasted. But I want you to understand that just because you've invested in something does not obligate you to continue that thing. Okay. So we'll talk about some strategies at the end. But now I just want to talk about why it's so difficult. Okay, there's a couple more. The next one is fear of judgment. And this one is a big one for me too, because I always have those voices in my head of what I think people are thinking about me. So worry that other people are going to think, oh, she's flaky. She couldn't stick with it. She's a quitter. Ugh, I hate that one. Because probably I'm judging myself for that, right? And I never want to be known as a quitter. I want to be known as somebody that sticks with it. But what if sticking with it isn't going to be your path? What if that's not the thing you're going to do anymore? It's okay. But a couple of things about this. One, first of all, people aren't paying as much attention to you as you think they are. And even if they are, it's like, it doesn't last that long. They might have a couple of thoughts about you, and then that's it. So that's the first thing, is people probably aren't thinking about us as much as we think they are. But the other thing is that often if people are judging us, it's probably because they're uncomfortable. They're having their own discomfort from cognitive dissonance. The sad reality is that most people are actually unhappy in their own careers and life choices. They wish they could change, but they're having all of the difficulties I've talked about in the previous episodes. And so they have chosen not to change because of the discomfort of changing. So then they develop this cognitive dissonance about how it's bad to change, right? And that if you're changing, that makes you bad because they don't want to feel bad about not changing. I hope that makes sense. I kind of said that in a weird, convoluted way. So they wish they could change deep down inside, but they want to make it safe to not change. And the way to do that is to judge you for changing, right? So it's easier to believe that what other people are doing is wrong rather than to make the choice to change yourself, because change is really, really hard and it makes us very, very scared. We are so scared to change. We are so scared to make some of these choices for the things that we want. But I think the more that we normalize changing and evolving and trying new things, the easier it will be for other people to also do it. And hopefully there will be less judgment around it. You'll have less self-judgment and you'll judge other people less for making a change. I'll also tell a little story. So when I was little, and I've been thinking about this a lot, I had an entrepreneurial spirit since I was little, and I remember all the time thinking of different ways that I wanted to sell something. Like I wanted to make jewelry and go door to door and sell it, or I learned to crochet, and the only thing I could make was like little coasters, like crochet coasters. Or I made, for those of you who are children of the 80s, do you remember when we would cut strips at the bottom of t-shirts and then we would put beads on them or learn how to tie dye our own shirts? Like I had all these ideas of things that I wanted to make and sell door to door, but I could never like continue a project for long enough to actually get to the point where it was quote successful, right? And so I remember my mother telling me, she got angry with me probably because I had made a mess. I don't remember exactly what I was, but I remember her getting mad at me and saying, "You never finish anything." And that stung. And I remember thinking, well, from now on, I'm not going to do something unless I know I can finish it. And I've always felt that in the back of my mind of like, okay, if you do something and you do all this work and then you don't quote finish it, and I don't even know what finish it means, right? Like, what does it mean? Are you ever really finished? Like, is a business pursuit ever finished? I'm not sure. Maybe if you sell it, you're finished. I have no clue, but I just remember having that reaction of like, okay, well, I don't ever want to be seen as somebody who doesn't finish things. And that also affects me to this day. But recently, I saw a video by Alex Hormozi, who is a very successful entrepreneur. And he talked about how his first 9 businesses didn't work out. He had to try 9 times before the next one actually took and he achieved the success that he desired. So maybe the point isn't to quote finish something. Maybe the point is to try lots of different things until you get to that one that feels like you get what you want. I know I'm oversimplifying that, but anyway, I just remember that. I remember that and how it affects me today, how it affects me when I change my mind about something. And those are the judgments that we have within us and the judgments that we believe other people are thinking about us. Okay. And then the last one is just how our culture rewards consistency. And I'm not sure how it is in other countries, but I will say that here in the United States, careers for a long time have been very linear, right? You go to school, you get your job, you stay there for 20, 30 years, you get recognized for years of service, then you retire, then you do your next thing, right? But our modern world is changing. And they're even saying that we may get to a point in 20 or 30 years where there's universal income. Not really sure how that would work. I don't spend too much time reading about that. But what's going to happen then? What's going to happen to our identities and our choices? So I think we have to start thinking about things differently. And it's reasonable for humans to evolve and to want to evolve. And if we have the luxury of doing it because we're in a different world, then why not? Don't judge yourself for it. Okay, so let's talk about why changing your mind can actually be good for you, how it can be healthy for you. First of all, you're just not the same person forever because we grow, we evolve, we develop, we learn lessons over time. So you at 18 years old is not the same person at 28, 38, 48. You're not the same person. Your values change over time. And I have an exercise that I do for my program members. One of them is a values exercise. And I'm always very careful to tell them that your values change over time. And that's okay. But I want them to get clarity on what their values are right now. What are your values right now? And is your life aligned to the values that you currently have? Growth, experience, and wisdom, they all change your values. And I think what's really funny about me and not being the same person forever is that I have this weird trend in my life where I'll say something like, I will never fill in the blank. Like, I remember I was in track when I was in middle school and I hated running so much that I faked a panic attack. I had to do the 1 mile, I guess that's the 1600, right? I had to do the 1 mile run in track. And at one of the meets, I got so anxious. I was so worried about being last, first of all. Okay. I know that that's a character flaw there. But anyway, I was so worried that I faked a panic attack in the first lap. And I remember thinking, I'm never going to run. Running is the worst. And then one day out of nowhere, I got this craving to start running and I became, quote, a runner. Same thing happened with spinning. I took one spin class and it was like the hardest thing I ever did. And I was like, I don't understand why people do that. I'm never going to do that again. And then I became like this Peloton addict. So just know, especially if you say never about something, it's possible that in 10, 15, 20, who knows, 5 years, you may be seeing it completely different. You may have a whole different perspective. Because things change over time. And I always think about Madonna, one of the people that we are most fascinated by from my generation, how she was constantly reinventing herself. She never stayed the same, even for like a year, I think. She had different hair color, she had different hairstyle, she wore different clothes. Her music, it evolved and changed, and she tried all kinds of different things. She's so not afraid to change. She's so not afraid to try different things. And I think she understands you're not the same person forever. Don't expect to stay the same. It's okay not to stay the same. It's a good thing. You get to experience different things. The second thing is curiosity is part of being human. We're naturally curious, which I think can be a really good thing because it can prompt us to try different things. I like to talk a lot about food when it comes to our choices because, you know, I love food and we all eat multiple times a day. So I think this one is an easy one to understand. But just imagine if you had one food and you said one time, oh my gosh, I love this. This is so good. And then somebody told you, okay, now that's all you get to eat for the rest of your life. You'd probably feel a little resentful. You'd probably get tired of that thing. Eventually, you're going to get to the point where you hate that thing because you're not allowing yourself to try different things, right? We always hear that variety is the spice of life. So it's okay. It's okay to like something and try something new. It's okay to get to the point where you no longer like that thing, or you're tired of that thing, or you're bored of that thing and you want to try something new. So we try things, we learn, we adjust, we edit, we may add something to something that we already like a different spice or a different sauce, or we may change the base altogether or go to a completely different type of cuisine. So life can work the same way. We're here to explore and experience. So think of life like a buffet. You have so many different choices, or think of it like a theme park. There's so many different rides. There's so many different things you can do. You could do the roller coasters. You could do the water rides. There's so many different things to try. And if someone said, okay, choose one, and that's the one you have to do for the whole rest of the time that you're here, you'd probably be really disappointed, right? So think of life the same way. You don't have to choose just one ride. You don't have to choose just one dish. Curiosity is part of being human. The next thing is that exploration and experience, it creates wisdom. Trying different things, it gives us perspective. Even experiences that don't last, like short experiences, things that we just dip our toes in, it still shapes us. So there really is nothing that's wasted. And I think about my journey through medical school and residency. And obviously, I'm still using all of my education to some capacity with my change in my career, what I'm evolving into, which is great. But even if I was doing something completely different, it wouldn't be wasted, because all that I've learned, even just learning how to study, learning how to learn, being persistent, being resilient, it's given me so much, so many benefits, so much experience, and so much wisdom. And wisdom can't be bought. You cannot shortcut wisdom. You have to live. Living and experiencing is the only way to acquire wisdom. So nothing is wasted. No experience is wasted. And you may have heard of the saying, fail forward. And that brings me back to what I said about Alex Hormozi, in that he had to go through 9 different businesses before he found the winner for him. We have to be willing to try different things to find what aligns the best. Each experience is going to give you feedback. Just think about relationships. And we often actually tell people, your first relationship is not usually going to be the person that you marry. The first person you date is not going to be the first person you marry. So don't expect that. When you go shopping for a wedding dress, it's not the very first one that you try on that you're going to fall in love with and decide to wear. So that's for so many things in life that we tell people, it's okay to explore. It's okay to experience. You don't even know what you like until you try, right? So exploration creates wisdom. And then the final one, which may seem a little morbid, but life is finite, okay? We don't live forever. We're all going to die, and nobody knows exactly when that will be. We can't predict it. We don't know when it's going to happen. Humanity is the ultimate impermanence. Nothing in our lives is permanent. We're going to run out of time. So don't stick with something because you're afraid of what happens if you change your mind. If you don't want to do that thing anymore, if you're curious about something different, it's okay to move on. It's okay, because we're going to be dead someday. So just think about this. This is something I think about a lot. And I help my husband because he went through a really difficult time with his career and being in leadership, and it was really hard on him, and he felt this obligation to continue it. He felt like he needed to do it because who else was going to do it if he didn't do it? And I told him, you could die in a car accident and you're not even going to be able to continue doing that job. You're not going to live forever. So if you're not happy doing that, just choose and don't do it anymore. So we just can't guarantee. Even if we want to keep doing something forever, we can't. We physically can't. We're going to die someday. So do you want to just keep doing something because you feel obligated to do it, or because you feel like you made that choice and now you can't change your mind? Because someday you're going to die and you just can't do it anymore, or something else is going to change so that you can't do it anymore. So don't cling to something that no longer aligns because you think you have to, because life is finite. So let's talk about methods that you can use to let go with grace. If you are in a stage of your life where you're wanting something new, but you're afraid to change, or you're feeling guilt and shame about wanting to change and letting go of that past choice, these are some tips that you can use. Now, if you're somewhere where you're like completely happy and content and you're good, don't do it. Like, I want this to be something that's reassuring for everybody. If you're on a path that you're feeling wonderful and joyful and happy and you're comfortable with everything, great. Keep going. But if you know that something's not right, if you're feeling like, ugh, I don't want this anymore, or I really want this other thing and I'm afraid because to get this other thing, I have to change my mind about something right now, then these are some things you can do. So the first one is, you need to have compassion for your past self. Instead of saying, why did I choose this? Why did I make this choice? Da, 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 say, you know, my past self made the best decision that she could with the information she had. Your past self deserves love and respect because we're always doing the best we can. At every moment, I believe we're always doing the best we can. And it also helps me to feel gratitude for the journey that I've been on and all that I've learned, all the lessons that I've learned, all the experiences that I've had thus far. Because remember, nothing is ever wasted. So have love and compassion for your past self that made the decisions that they did. So once you are feeling that place of love and gratitude and acceptance of the decisions that you have made, then you have to tune in and see if things are aligned. So ask yourself, does this choice, whatever it is, your career, where you live, etc., does this still energize me? Does it reflect my current values? Am I growing or am I shrinking? Does this make me feel like I'm expanding, or does it make me feel like I'm contracting? Another thing you can do is ask yourself, if I continue to do this for the next 5 years, am I going to feel good? Am I going to feel positive? Am I going to feel grateful? Or am I going to feel resentful? Am I going to feel regretful that I didn't make the change? And that also helps to bring you clarity. And then the last thing is start small. So I know I'm a kind of a big dramatic change sort of person, but you don't have to do that. Changing your mind doesn't require blowing up your life. And in fact, most of the time, most people would recommend not doing that, right? Like, it's okay to take baby steps. So if it is something with your career, can you reduce your hours? Can you go part-time? Can you start a side hustle in the thing that you think you want to move on to? Can, in the career that you're already in, ask to be assigned a project that's more aligned with what you want to be doing? Can you start that thing that you feel like you want to do as a hobby, something that you do for a couple of hours on the weekend or a couple of hours a month even? Can you take a class in that thing, you know, like a weekend class, or, you know, something that you can do over time so that you dip your toe in it and learn more about it? So evolution can be gradual. If you're unhappy, if you're ready for a change, it doesn't have to be like this massive, dramatic, stress-provoking, anxiety-provoking change that makes you feel like you're losing your stability, because I think that is something that we need to preserve as much as we can in order to maintain that clarity and safety about making a change. Now, I do want to make sure you listen to the previous episodes, because often we do lie to ourselves about the dangers, and the dangers are often not as big as we think that they are. But like I said, you don't have to blow up your life overnight. You don't have to declare tomorrow morning that you're selling everything and, you know, moving to another country and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Things can be baby steps. They can be gradual. And what's really cool about that is it's going to give you feedback. So I know when I reduced my hours again after I had been working solo full time for about a year. And it was really hard to make that choice because I already had so many patients and I know that they needed me and I didn't want to have to decrease accessibility, et cetera. But even just having those 3 hours in the morning felt like I was drinking from this mountain spring of delicious water. And I could not believe how 3 hours felt. 3 hours to think, 3 hours to reflect, 3 hours to plan, 3 hours to build the thing I really wanted to be doing. It was like my soul. I literally cried that first day that I did that. It felt so good. So it was just small, little baby steps, and you can do it that way. You don't have to make these big changes. So start with small experiences. The other thing is that if you have difficulty because you have those feelings of like you're a consistent person that makes a decision and doesn't change their mind, you can start doing little experiments in other ways, like start changing your mind or start practicing making a different choice in small areas that get you out of your comfort zone. For example, if you're somebody that gets the exact same drink order whenever you go to the coffee shop, try something new, change up your order, try a different product for your skin and hair, a different clothing brand. This gives you practice. And do it simply for the experience, for trying something new. Don't hold on to it with specific expectations of like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best change ever when I try this different drink. Just try it. Just be curious. Practice changing your mind. So I want you to remember that you are a beautiful, radiant, immortal soul. You have a fixed inherent worth that cannot be improved or degraded by any choice that you make here on earth. Every single person on earth has worth that we're born with and that we leave with. And there's nothing you can do to change that. Your soul essence goes beyond any identities or achievements you've acquired here on earth. Anything you've tried out, it goes way beyond that. This is just our big playground. This is just the big buffet of fun that we get to experience here. So the goal of life isn't to pick one identity and cling to it forever. I mean, you can if you want to, but it doesn't have to be that way, right? It can be that you keep evolving, you stay curious, you listen when something inside of you shifts, you allow yourself the same grace that you would offer a friend who is growing and changing. Changing your mind doesn't erase your past. It simply means that you're alive. My name is Yami, and I am human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.